This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. First, it was Governor Deval Patrick who said he won't support a federal program that cracks down on illegal immigrants. Now, it's Boston Mayor Tom Menino.
It's called Secure Communities, and it was piloted right here in Boston. It requires local police to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. The idea is that fingerprints from local arrests are cross-referenced with a federal immigration database. That's supposed to target serious criminals, but it's also sweeping up people for relatively minor crimes who can then face deportation.
Which is why Menino, who initially supported secure communities, now says he opposes it.
When I talked to a lot of the folks in the immigrant community, they were living in fear that for a simple crime they'd be deported to their homeland, and that wasn't right. America was built on immigration. And I don't want my city to be a city where if you're an immigrant, you're afraid to be deported to another country for simple acts. You know, this is supposed to be on issues like homicides, major crimes, and they were taking this too far.
Mayor Menino sent Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis to Washington today to deliver a letter to the Department of Homeland Security outlining his concerns. In the long run, they may not even matter because Washington has said it will go ahead with the program with or without state and local buy-in.
But immigrant advocates are applauding the mayor. Earlier today, we spoke to Patricia Montes, executive director of Centro Presente, which is a Somerville-based immigrant rights organization.
We really appreciate what the mayor and the commissioner are doing with this letter and also advocating against this program, questioning the program in Boston, because we know that in Boston, more than the 54% of the people that the immigration authorities already deport from Boston are people who do not have criminal records.
So 54%, more than half of those already deported were immigrants without criminal records, you're saying?
That's right. And this is not our data. This is, you know, immigration authorities' statistics. And their own statistics shows that most of the people that they are deporting through this program are people who do not have criminal records.
What is that doing to the relationship between communities that have large immigrant populations and law enforcement in Boston?
Actually, it's a lot of damage because we don't want to organize people against the police. We also want to live in a safe community. I am an immigrant. I live in Boston, in East Boston, and we are not against, you know, the police deporting criminals. The problem that we have, the main problem that we have with the program is that they are also deporting people who do not have criminal records. So this program is damaging the relationship between immigrant communities and the Boston police.
And is that pretty much the thrust of what you told the mayor and the police commissioner last week when you met with them?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We really we want to work with them. We don't want to live in a community with criminals. No. Don't get us wrong, because there are many people that are saying that we are defending criminals just because we are against this program. And no, we really want to have a good relationship with the city. We want to have a good relationship with the police. But we don't want to see the city and the Boston police implementing a program that is damaging our relationship with the city.
Why, in your view, are people who have not committed serious crimes being deported? Where's the flaw in the program, in other
words? That's a really good question. The Obama administration is basically implementing policies that are criminalizing people just because they don't have the proper documentation to live and work in the United States. They are implementing the wrong strategy. They are criminalizing people just because they are undocumented. And the big problem is the enforcement-only approach that this administration is giving to immigration and immigrants in the United States. And also the bad perception that the U.S. society has about who new immigrants are and why are we coming to the United States without the proper documentation. Unfortunately, the U.S. society continues seeing immigrants as criminals just because they don't have the proper documentation to live and work in this country.
All right, Patricia Montes, thanks so much for talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Patricia Montes is executive director of Centro Presente, an immigrant rights group based in Somerville. And for a different perspective on this, we turn to Steve Cropper, who is co-chairman of Massachusetts Citizens for Immigration Reform. We just heard from Patricia Montes, who says that a secure communities program has not worked in Boston because it's sweeping up and deporting non-criminals. What do you say to that?
I think that is not correct. This program is very efficient because if one stops somebody, say, for a traffic violation, you can at the same time check immigration status and thus make sure you enforce that area of the law. So it doesn't require additional stops. It's just an efficient way to kill two birds with one stone.
Well, what of the argument, though, that we just heard this is damaging or has the potential to damage relationships between immigrant groups and local police?
It only applies to illegal immigrants. And I think I would compare it to going to the registry. When you go to the Registry of Deeds, they check to see if you have outstanding violations. And the same thing here. We were just simply deputizing police so that when they're stopping people for other violations, they'll check. And you really can't pick and choose which laws to enforce. We have laws about immigration. We have laws about many different issues. It's certainly not appropriate for the state or the city to decide which laws they want to enforce.
But wasn't Secure Communities originally intended to go after potential terrorists? And it seems like the concern now is that it's being, at least in this pilot phase in Boston, is that it's being applied a little too broadly. At least that's the argument that we're hearing.
There's a large constituency that looks to Secure Communities to address the immigration issue as well as terrorism. Certainly the immigration is one that's especially current right now. I mean, when you're in the middle of a recession, this is the best time to enforce immigration laws. Because remember, immigration is, the purpose of immigration from an economic point of view is to depress wages. It's sort of an economic crime. So in the middle of a recession, enforcement is very important. And many advocates of this law supported it because of the immigration effect.
Well, Steve, as you know, the mayor sent Police Commissioner Ed Davis to Washington today to deliver a letter to federal immigration officials saying the city will not cooperate if arrests and deportations continue to be made of immigrants who haven't committed serious crimes. What's your reaction to the mayor's position on this?
Well, it's disappointing. The mayor should certainly not be responding to advocates for illegal immigration. Remember, that's what we're talking about here. Opposition to secure communities is really about opposition by advocates for illegal immigrants. And we understand that cities and states are cash-strapped. Certainly wouldn't want them to do anything extra in this area, but including an existing enforcement is a no-cost solution to the problem.
And what do you think of the mayor reversing his support of secure communities? What do you make of that?
Well, there's a lot of pressure from illegal immigration advocates. And I think that those groups are the most motivated. And the rest of us who are busy with our day-to-day lives, we forget what the effect is of immigration. For example, in the U.S. right now, we have a 20% unemployment rate among our high school graduates only. And immigration, especially illegal immigration, is particularly pernicious in our low-skilled, less educated workers. And the fact is, they're not advocating there. They're not lobbying the mayor. They're just trying to find a job.
That's Steve Cropper. He's co-chairman of Massachusetts Citizens for Immigration Reform. Steve Cropper, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for asking, Anthony.
Coming up after the break.
5 people a week in Worcester die as a result of tobacco consumption. I don't think there's any other product that can beat that.
Well, that was supposed to be Worcester versus Big Tobacco. We'll tell you what it all means in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Stay with us. This is Radio Boston.